Hello.
Hi, yes, this is Ledra calling from the Alabama Department of Labor. I'm calling to speak with Mrs. Stan Hartzell.
Yeah, he's speaking right here.
Hi, Mrs. Stan. Yes, I'm the representative you were just talking to on the phone.
Oh, you sounded like a different person. That's fine.
Alrighty. So you were stating that you wanted to know what to do regarding your claim.
Yes, I'm several things. I started a new job. Well, I left my job because of my health reasons last October. But I think it was maybe in January when I started doing a claim, unemployment claim. And so I'm not trying to remember. I don't remember exactly when. But when I started it, there was a problem. It said it was there was some issues, there was some pending issues with it, and I started working as a substitute teacher, and I've been doing that since November, and so my job I may work like 5 days, I may work 4 days a week, I may work one day a week, it fluctuates. So there were some days that a week or so too that I couldn't because of COVID, and they didn't have school. And but I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I tried to do a claim, and it said that there was some pending actions on it, and so I didn't actually know how to put on there because I left my last job in October because of my health, and I didn't know, and my health, there was a reason why I there was a couple of incidents that really I didn't want to get involved with on my job and because of my health, and so it just kind of was a culmination of my health and back then and the job I had. So I didn't know filling out the claim, how it says you have to list, reason for your last, why your job, why you separated from the last job, why you separated, and I didn't know if I should put on there quit for health or disciplinary reasons. It was kind of both, and so I think I put on the claim I did put on there. I can't remember if I put on there quit or it was back in February when I did. I forgot what I answered, to be honest with you. And when I ever since I've been doing it, there's been a problem with. There's been a pending issue, and I've called the other number. I think it's the 361 number to set up a time, after 5 o'clock. I did that 3 times, and I never received a call back the next day. One was they said that they'd call between 7 and 5, and I never did. Well, yeah, I think it was twice. They said between 7 and 5, and one time was like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and something like that. I'm trying to remember, but I never did receive a call, and I called and called, and I mean, I know everybody's trying to call, and I understand that it's busy, but I did it 3 times, and I never received a call back, and so I was really confused on how to answer the questions and what I would get and what and why was my issue pending, on my claim, and I don't know if I needed to. I was looking at the computer this morning, trying to see what's going on with it, and it says that it's inactive, and it says you must reopen your claim, and I reopened it, and I answered the questions and went back to it, everything like that. But I don't know if my claim needs reopening, or if I need a new claim, or I don't know the status of that.
All
And so
right, so.
I'm kind of confused about it, and I just wonder why it's pending, and that's it's a lot of questions involved. So I'm just kind of very confused about it.
All righty, so first thing first, may I have your social security number?
Yes, it's 424-211-7745.
All righty. Let's see. All righty. So we found I see you have You did. We found one claim for today, so let's see.
And see, I wasn't sure if I should do a claim again, or if a claim last time worked, or if I should do. I didn't know how to proceed. I was very confused about it.
Okay, so let me ask this question, not to you. Give me 1 second. Let's see.
Sure.
Have you been doing any of the weekly certifications?
Yes, I did the certifications up until, let's see, this is April the 28th, 27th. I haven't done them because it wouldn't let me do them, because it wouldn't let me go to, I'm a substitute teacher, and I've worked more than, for instance, let's say I worked one day. In a week, I would file. I would recertify. I would certify for that week because it's less than it says I would get $275 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that I get paid. So I know I get how much I get paid a day. So if I work maybe over, if I work maybe 2 days, or 3 days, it may be more than 275. So I didn't do a claim because I didn't think I should. But, and I stopped, and I did, let's see, February and March, I did the claims during March, but I just had stopped because I didn't know if I should proceed any further, because it would always say this is pending, and I couldn't really do a claim because, certify, because I didn't think it was fair, because I did work. And like I said, I was a substitute teacher, and I wasn't sure if I should claim that week because I did work, more. I made more than $275 that week, so I didn't think I was right for me to certify. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so it always said, your claim, that you said there is a pending issue stopping payment on your claim, so. I didn't know if I should go any further, and because for those reasons. So, I kept on calling that number to get a call back, and I never did. And so I'm just very confused about what to do.
Alrighty.
So that's a long story short, but it's just very confusing.
Alrighty. So let me figure out for you what we should do today.
I know it's a lot, and I apologize for being so cumbersome about it, but just I don't know what to do about it. And,
no,
and
sir, you're fine. Let me ask you this: when you went on your tracker to check the claim and the status, does it say you have any pending issues or?
Well, I'm actually looking at my computer now. And where it says, I'm at the page where it says, my claim status, and it gives the, when I filed, the date I filed. Actually, I filed on November the 5th in the beginning. And it says it was mailed out on November the 6th. And actually, it is November, yeah. I didn't realize it was so far backwards, but back so far. It's a possible money amount. It says $3,850. And then below that says your claim has been inactivated. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certifications. And then in red print, it says there are pending issues stopping payment on your claim. And it said that for the past, since March. I don't understand why what's going on. And maybe is it the way I answered the questions, when I was doing my claim, or I really don't know.
Alrighty, sir. Okay, so today we will reopen your claim. once you start back doing your weekly, so this upcoming Sunday when you do your weekly, just report any earnings that you do receive, whether you work 4 days, whether you work 1 day, whether you work 2 days a week. Just every day, every week that you file that weekly certification, just report those earnings that you make.
Okay. It's, even though if I work 5 days a week of the whole week and just report that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so I start on Sunday for the week right now that we're in?
Yes.
Okay. And so what will happen after that?
After that, you'll be waiting. I'm not sure if not sure the amount that you will be getting. That I don't know anything mm-hmm. pertaining to the amounts or anything like that.
Yeah.
But just continue to file those weekly certifications just in case, your workload goes down and you don't work 5 days a week anymore or 4 days a week, or you're just stuck at working 2 days a week.
Yeah, and there was I know it's just because of the occupation, I'm a teacher, but I had to go to substituting right now, and back in March, I don't know if you know, back in March, where I live in Ottawa County, the school was out for 2-3 weeks because of COVID again. So I didn't work those weeks. I did file for those weeks, because of COVID, the school was out, so I couldn't work. So I don't know if that changed anything or if that had anything to do with the pending issue. Well, I really don't know. Go ahead. Sorry.
That one I'm not too for sure. I can only help you file a new claim or open up reopen a claim. Regarding the pending issues, you will have to call that inquiry line, that 361 phone number, to get further information.
Okay, and like I said, I've called them. It was like a month. I never did get. It's like 3-4 times. I think it was 3 times that I got a call back time, and I never received the call. So I don't know. If it's just that reason or what. So Sunday, what time Sunday should I certify for this week now? After 5 o'clock or?
No, before 5.
Oh,
Sunday. When you file your weekly certifications, it will always have to be before 5 p.m.
Okay, so for this week now.
Yes. So yes, Sunday will be for this week, and then the Sunday after that will be for next week.
Okay, so I thought you can do it anytime during the week.
It's
for the week before.
It's Sunday through Friday by 5 p.m.
Okay, and that's if you do Sunday through Friday by 5.
Yes,
for the week before.
It's for the previous week. Either one of those days by 5 p.m.
Sunday
is usually recommended because it's the beginning of the new week.
Yes, okay. So it's best to do it Sunday by 5 for this week right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Alrighty, and we won't have to reopen your claim because your claim date was on the 25th of this month, so and it is complete already. You will just need to continue doing your weekly certifications, and your payment should start rolling in, and then make sure that you do report any earnings that you do get.
Okay, and the earnings that I get, will those be subtracted from? It says on the computer it says $275. I potentially could be getting. So would the earnings be subtracted from that?
I'm not sure. I'm not too for
okay.
sure, sir.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. But I still need to report all the work that I did anyway.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much. Okay. I didn't really think that I could because I worked too much, so I didn't know if I could. So, okay, I'll do that then.
Yes, sir.
So when I do my certification, it'll just ask for my Social Security number and my PIN number, and
yes,
then it's
sir.
going to ask me what days I worked, all that kind of stuff, and basically that's all. And is that correct?
I do believe so.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. And if I go to reopen claim on the computer, it always says, well, I'm looking at it now. It says I'm. Wait a minute.
You don't need to reopen a claim. You just did one on the. It says from my screen, I see there's a claim date 4/25/2021, and it has complete on it, so you don't have to reopen a claim.
Oh, it says 4/25.
Yes, sir.
The 25th. Huh.
Yes, sir.
I didn't do anything on the 25th. I mean, I just did it a while ago. I just did one just then, and I did a claim and it let me do it. And then I went to a while ago before I called you. I clicked on reopen claim and it said that I've already done one and just certify. It won't let me do it again. So
yes, sir. So you won't need to reopen the claim. You'll just need to file your weekly certification.
Okay. I'll try to remember to do it before 5 o'clock then on Sunday.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And so and that Sunday when I do it Sunday, I'll just put days I work this week. Right.
Yes, sir.
So
if
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, we're good. All right. Well, I think I guess that answered my question, I guess. So I just gotta wait until it tells me what to do, and then I'll just keep on certifying.
Yes, sir.
And do you know when I'll know something?
No, I don't. You just continue to check your tracker. And then your tracker will be updated to let you know any information.
What's the tracker?
The tracker is that tells you about your claim statuses, you know, what pending issues that may be on there, anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Okay. So go to this page where it has my claim status. It says, what is my claim status?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, good deal. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
That is all. I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Should I call that number, that 361 number? Or just wait?
You could give them a call if it still says, you know, pending issues on your account. You could give them a call. Try to call around about 4:50 because you're supposed to call it after 5
mm-hmm.
p.m.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I've called. I called at 4:55 and 4:57, and that's all I got. Was able to get in and make an appointment time. So.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, well, that's all. I appreciate it.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. All right.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye.